One interesting aspect of lymphoma is that, like most cancers, it is more common in older patients. But even more interestingly, and in some ways disturbingly, the incidence of lymphoma over recent decades has gone up. And in the 1970s versus the early 2000s, the incidence of lymphoma, particularly in the older patient population, increased at least by twofold. So the question would be, why did this happen? Why does it happen? Is this all the aging of the population, or are there other factors at play, even over just a few decades? And so patients often ask all of us, why did I get this? Why did this happen? They're used to, you know, lung cancer and asking about smoking, although clearly there are many other factors outside of smoking for lung cancer. There's less of a direct causal relationship or risk factor that we know of in lymphoma. Clearly, the tumor cell genetic abnormalities are driving what's happening in the disease. And as we look at the biology of lymphoma, the microenvironment of the patient, meaning the soil and meaning where the tumor is growing, something about that patient and one person versus another that allows the immune system of that individual to tolerate or to be predisposed to a lymphoma. There are issues in genetic polymorphisms, meaning genetic differences between all of us that may make us more or less prone to getting a lymphoma, and maybe genetic risk factors that are not so easy to identify in an individual patient. When I speak with patients, I really tell them that the main risk factor for lymphoma is a funny immune system, meaning if you have an immune system that is overactive, or you are prone to autoimmune disease like thyroid disease, lupus, rheumatoid arthritis, other autoimmune disease, that's a marker that your immune system is not regulating itself in an ideal fashion, and that may predispose one to have mistakes of the regulation of the cell growth that would lead to a lymphoma, or at least be connected with a lymphoma. The other side, immune suppression, and patients that are taking immunosuppressive drugs. Those, again, with lupus and rheumatoid arthritis, may be on immunosuppressive drugs as an example. Patients who have had organ transplants are on immunosuppressive drugs. Those may be factors that predispose one to getting a lymphoma. So to some degree, it's a chicken or the egg phenomenon. If you have an overactive or underactive immune system, that may be a scenario that sets one up to be more likely to get lymphoma. So what does a patient want to know? Well, they typically, their big question is, what's my prognosis? Am I going to live a long time? Am I going to be cured? And what's the plan for me? And I think that I emphasize to patients that the crucial thing, there's not any one thing that tells one the prognosis and treatment, but it's a mixture of features. Predominantly, the type of lymphoma is the key factor that defines the prognosis and treatment, but there are other components that are going to change what that patient's outlook is and how we're going to approach them. The age of the patient, the fitness of the patient, the stage of the disease. Do they have extranodal disease from their lymphoma? What are their blood tests? Are they anemic or do they have an LDH abnormality, for example? That could be something that is associated with an unfavorable lymphoma. And then certainly some of the special tests, such as pathology tests or other areas, may impact how we approach an individual patient.